When the Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine last February, the village's fire department was the first to respond. Funding and training were among the challenges faced by the small volunteer department. Sophia Lucenti with the Kent State Collaborative News Lab takes a look at what the firefighters learned from the derailment and what it means to be first responders.
A few days after a Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, a large plume of thick black smoke rose high over the village, the result of the burn-off of vinyl chloride in five tanker cars. East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabick had to make that decision, to burn the chemicals or risk a potentially catastrophic explosion. All these months later, Drabick stands by his decision.
For what we had available to us at the time, I think we were prepared the best that we could be. I go back to the training. There's always more training that needs to be done. There's always more classes that need to occur. However, again, it comes down to funding and availability.
According to East Palestine's 2022 annual report, the village received about $88,000 in funding for its fire department for the entire year. About 70% of Ohio residents rely on volunteer fire departments. The Ohio State Firefighters Association contends that many volunteer fire departments across Ohio, like East Palestine, struggle to fit specialized training into the budget. That's one thing Drabick says he'd like to see change: volunteer firefighters getting paid time off from their full-time jobs for training, similar to the National Guard.
A lot of them will utilize their vacation time from their primary job to do that. So therefore, they don't get to take their family on vacation, or they don't get to spend that time with their family. That becomes a problem. That kind of deters people from going to those training classes.
According to the Federal Railroad Association, there are about three derailments a day in the United States. While they didn't generate the headlines and national attention that February's derailment did, two other fire departments in Ohio also responded to derailments in the past year. But they had tools available to them that East Palestine did not. In October of last year, a Norfolk Southern train went off the tracks in Ravenna. The township's firefighters are paid, and it had a budget of more than $900,000 for fire and EMS in 2022. And they had another tool East Palestine did not: the Ask Rail app, which is specifically for firefighters and shows them what's on each train car. Mark Kozak, who was Ravenna's fire chief at the time of the derailment, said his team initially thought hazardous materials had spilled. But after consulting Ask Rail, they realized it was just rock salt.
We were able to pull up that train on the app and start looking at where the cars were, and then also give us the emergency numbers to Norfolk Southern to call.
The Springfield Fire Department is much larger than Ravenna's and East Palestine's. It had a budget of nearly $14 million last year. In March, 28 cars of a Norfolk Southern train derailed in the city. Fire officials quickly confirmed there were no casualties and nothing had spilled. The main concern was a live power line that was knocked down. Deputy James Allen and his chief say communication with other nearby fire departments, police, and the hazmat team was their most valuable resource. First, to determine there was no chemical spills, then to keep everyone off the tracks.
It's better that you all come together when there's not emergency.
Right.
So that we know each other's faces and what our priorities are for when we have the incident.
The advice Allen and his chief have for other departments: take the time to train alongside the local hazmat team, local law enforcement, and other emergency management agencies before an emergency happens. Norfolk Southern does offer a mock derailment training. The company provides first responders with opportunities to practice on an actual rail car, on simulations like leaking chemicals and overheating rail cars. The company says the train training makes 12 to 15 stops a year across the 22 states where Norfolk Southern operates. East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabick says railroads like Norfolk Southern have a responsibility to ensure that every department has the training it needs to be prepared, regardless of size.
Should there be more training provided by them? Absolutely, 100%. You can never have enough training. You know, but again, they have constraints much like anybody else. But if they're going to be coming through your town, they're going to be bringing product through your town, they should be providing training.
I'm Sophia Lucenti.
That story comes from the Collaborative News Lab at Kent State University, in partnership with IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland. And it was funded by a grant from GRIST and the Center for Rural Strategies.